bright and rosy kid.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear a sermon I just preached last weekend. I'm right behind at the church where we are on the radio. Here on the radio, we're in chapter 14. Here today, you're going to hear something. Well, I've entitled this, Have You Been Ordained? It comes from chapter 13, verse 48. And we're going to look at all of chapter 14 as well in this sermon, which will play today and Friday and probably on Monday. Have you been ordained? And it is Acts chapter 13, verse 48, where Paul said, where the Holy Spirit informs us, as many as were ordained, because Paul probably wouldn't have the nerve to say this without help. Remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And the Holy Spirit says, as many as were ordained or appointed to eternal life, believe. And I got the idea in my head. No ordination, no salvation. No ordination, like an ordination ceremony when I was ordained, with all the pomp and the people laying on of hands and the prayers. Well, that's how it is with you. God says, as many of us as were ordained to eternal life, believe. That's where we're going to start. This is part one of this message now.
Don't miss my sermon next week if you're going to be around, too. I've preached many, many times what'll be the sign of your coming and the end of the world. But this time I haven't even looked back at what we've talked about in the past because I want to get a fresh new look at this question and the Lord's answer, which is, take heed that no man deceives you. And that's where we're going to start. Next week, that'll be my sermon. And we'll see whether or not if we need 2 weeks or not to look at that. So, last time I preached that, it took 38 messages to get through it. Hopefully it won't take that long this time. We're in chapter 14 of the book of Acts today. But I want to pick it up a few verses earlier than that. We left off looking at the emergence of the theology of salvation, as I'll call it. We heard Peter say, repent and be baptized, in chapter 2, verse 38. We've heard Peter say, repent and believe the gospel, in chapter 3. We've heard Luke record in this book, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. Chapter 10. But last week we saw for the very first time the formation of Paul's theology. And that's where I want to start today. Also today we're going to see a change of peoples to whom the gospel is being presented to. As the Jews are filled with more and more jealousy and hatred, there's going to be a shift in audience. Now let's pick it up this morning. Acts chapter 13, starting in verse 42. Acts 13:42. Now after Paul's Stephen-like message, the Jews left infuriated at Paul for embarrassing them, as they would say. Verse 42, so when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Imagine that. One group says, please get out. I don't want to hear about Jesus. The others begged that these words might be preached to them on the next Sabbath. Next Saturday. So how could this have happened? How did God's plan get turned upside down like this? Let me answer that. It did not get turned upside down. This was God's plan all along. He didn't change plans. God doesn't change plans. God's got a plan, and his plan's going to succeed always. God didn't respond to man. God says, and it is, man responds to God. But this was his plan all along. Romans chapter 11, verse 28 says this. It says, concerning the gospel, this is Paul speaking, concerning the gospel, they are enemies. Speaking of the Jews. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning election, or that is concerning God choosing them, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. Verse 29, Romans 11, 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, meaning God doesn't change his mind because of sin. And aren't you grateful for that? That God doesn't change his mind regarding you because of sin. He doesn't choose you. And then you jaywalk or sin or commit the same sin twice, and then God goes, oh, I've had a change of mind. He doesn't do that. He doesn't change minds. He decrees. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. He's not an Indian giver. He's not going to change his mind. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown to you, they also might obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. That is God's plan all along. Also, listen to this verse here. Romans 11, 8 says this. It says, as it is written, meaning even back in the Old Testament, they knew this was going to happen. As it is written, God has given them. This is the state of Israel today. Listen to what he says. God has given them a spirit of stupor. That word katanuxeos, it means a drunken stupor. It means a senseless mental condition. That's the state of Israel today. A senseless mental condition. Let me read the verse. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear to this very day. So, welcome to the stupor in 2020. A place where God himself inspires you to believe the lie. Where you spit in the eye of the Son of God. Where you reject Jesus Christ and persecute and hate all of his followers. Remember, Paul just came out of this stupor. Where he went from house to house dragging off Christians. Where Paul himself says he was violently arrogant. Now back to our text. I just want you to see. What's going on with Israel? Why are they treating Paul this way? Why are they treating Paul this way? Because one day, standing on a cross, some woman said, let his blood be on us and on our children. And God said, I reckon I can accommodate you. Is that what you want? Let his blood be on us. Sometimes you have to be careful how you speak, because you might get what you ask for. Now, the Gentiles, with a new gift of faith, are hungry for this truth they're hearing. Verse 43. Now, when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas. Remember, blindness in part has happened to Israel. Some Jews believe, most of them don't. So many of the Jews and the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Can't you just picture that? The whole church packed out, waiting to hear a word from God. But, there's always a but. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were, I'm in verse 45, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul. All right, here comes the official goodbye, Israel. Verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. Remember, to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. Jesus himself said, I wasn't come except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. His ministry was to the Jews first. It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. But since you reject it, and now listen to this absolutely dreadful proclamation. Since you reject it, and since you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Yikes. Who wants that spoken over them? You're unworthy of everlasting life. No one is worthy, but the call is to everyone. And yet he still says, this is the only way to end up in this position here of being unworthy, is to say no to the Savior, to trample underfoot the blood of Christ. What else can he give you other than the Son of God? There's nothing greater than that, church. You can't get more than the Son. And if you reject him, then you're doing this, unworthy of everlasting life. And since you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. Verse 47, for so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you. Now he's quoting Isaiah again, meaning he knew it was going to be this way. He wrote it 700 years earlier. 700 years earlier. I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal, as many as had been appointed to eternal life, believed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMI.